With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Investigators questioning three individuals detained following yesterday's deadly mass shooting at the Kansas City Super Bowl victory celebration. One person, a mother of two, was killed. 21 other people, including at least eight children, were injured. Nothing yet on a motive. He's just itching to get a Trump trial underway before the election.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is urging the Supreme Court to let former President Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case proceed to trial without further delay. Prosecutors were responding to a Trump team request from earlier in the week asking for a continued pause in the case. As the court considers whether to take up the question of whether Trump is immune from prosecution for official acts while in the White House, two lower courts have overwhelmingly rejected that position. Smith asked that if the Supreme Court does want to take the case, that they hear arguments in March and issue a final ruling by late June. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Fulton County District Attorney Pawnee Willis, due to testify at a court hearing today stemming from the Trump Georgia election interference case. Willis, a subject of misconduct allegations, could be removed from the case. Also at SRNnews.com, there is another moon race underway. This one is among a couple of American businesses.
Falcon 9 has successfully lifted off from Pad 39A at Kennedy Space Center, carrying the IM-1 payload.
The SpaceX Falcon rocket blasting off in the wee hours of the morning, launching a month after a rival's lunar lander missed its mark. A quick one-week trip that should result in a touchdown attempt next week. Retail sales, considered an important barometer of the economy, fell 0.8% last month. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 54 points higher. This is SRN News. Religious persecution often takes the form of killing and injuring, but there's more to it than that. In a growing number of places, Christians are being driven out of their homes because of what they believe.
We see trends of displaced people who are displaced for their faith. You see it in Armenia, where 120,000 Armenian Christians were pushed out of Azerbaijan just within a matter of days.
Dr. David Curry is president of Global Christian Relief.
You have India, which is really surprising, where you had over 62,000 people who, because they were Christian, attacked by extremist Hindu nationalist mobs, were pushed out of their homes.
Displaced people typically lose all their possessions and their jobs as they flee to distant areas, becoming refugees inside their own country. It's estimated that millions of persecuted Christians have been displaced around the globe, especially in parts of Africa and the Far East. SRN News. Cybersecurity experts warn that America's hospitals are at risk of attacks like the one that's crippling operations at a premier Midwestern children's hospital.
Experts want the government in Washington to do more to prevent such breaches. Assailants often operate from American adversaries such as Russia, North Korea, and Iran, where they enjoy big payouts from their victims and face little prospect of ever being punished. Federal health officials acknowledge the increase in cyber attacks on hospitals and say they're working to develop new rules to help healthcare facilities protect themselves against cyber threats. But they say more money is needed from Congress to help hospitals protect themselves. Jeremy House, Washington.
New Mexico's Democrat-led House of Representatives has rejected a bill that would have guaranteed paid time off for workers to cope with serious illnesses or care for newborns and loved ones. More details, SRNnews.com.